88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Great information we've had over the last few weeks, and still a couple more to go with coping skills for kids, strategies to help kids deal with stress, anxiety, and anger, and some good information for adults as well. What are we talking about today?
All right. So we've covered calming coping skills. We've covered physical movement coping skills and distraction coping skills. And this week it's processing coping skills.
Okay.
So we've talked about ways for your child to cope with stressful events. Well, today it's critical that we don't use those tools in isolation, that we do need to set aside time to process. At some point, your child needs to face what is happening inside of them. It is important to have time set aside to support your child to work through their thoughts and feelings about the stressors they are experiencing. This might be a worry over a sick grandparent, anger over a big fight with a friend, or sadness that mom and dad are getting divorced. Of all the coping skills your child needs to learn, processing coping skills are often the hardest. Sometimes it's helpful to complete these activities with a trusted adult who knows you really well, like a favorite aunt, or to engage with a trained counselor, somebody who is used to teaching kids how to face and process upsetting parts of their life. Processing coping skills starts with emotional literacy, helping your child to make a feelings book, labeling the feelings they're experiencing, and understanding why this feeling may have come to visit, and what need or action is necessary to deal safely with the emotion. So, Mike, for example, if your child's angry, well, this feeling comes to tell them that someone has treated them unfairly or unkindly. This emotion tells them that they need to set a boundary and to teach the other person how they want to be treated.
That's good.
Yeah, so your child also may benefit from activities like a feelings thermometer. Here, they have a chance to focus on the size of their emotion and build awareness of how big it's getting. So drawing a thermometer, they can label it small, medium, and big. Next, on the left side of the page, they can write down what they look like when they're having small anger, medium anger, or big anger. Then on the right side of the page, they can write down what they can do to turn off their fight, flight, freeze for different intensity levels of the feeling. So for example, if they're experiencing small anger, then they might write down, I can sigh loudly. They could go and get a drink of water. That's another thing they could write down. Or they could go squeeze that stress ball they made. Once they're back in rest and digest, then they can figure out what boundary was crossed and how to go and express that need in a calm, strong voice to that person.
That's a neat way to visualize it, putting it on paper like that.
Yeah, and it's so helpful. And, you know, kids get this. It's like when you give them these tools, it's like the light goes on and they're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a whole different set of strategies to use versus to melt down and lie on the ground or to yell, scream, and hit. Again, we want them to know that their feelings matter, that their needs matter, but we need to teach them self-regulation.
Okay. Appreciate that, Kimberly. Some great information once again. We will wrap up this topic next week, but for now, please share with the Shine family a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, we are a place that provides counseling, assessment, and academic intervention programs. We've also partnered with Revive Wellness, offering the services of registered dietitians. So again, check us out at eckertcenter.com. We have child therapists on our team who can help with developing coping skills in your kids. As you're listening this month and you're like, yeah, it would really be helpful to have an additional partner in helping my child learn how to do this early in life. Kimberly Calhoun at our North location and Ashley Shaw at our South are great resources. And Lane Dewar is the newest member of our team, and his focus is on men's health and wellness, and he works with both teens and adults.
Okay, a big, well-rounded group there to help out.
Absolutely.
I like it. EckertCenter.com, or you can call them 403-230-2959. But here's a number you need right now, 403-276-8888, because Kimberly gives away a free consultation every week. To who?
And we're going to go with caller number 4 today, Mike.
Caller 4, 403-276-8888. Well, thanks once again, Kimberly. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll wrap up this amazing topic next week.
I look forward to it, Mike. Have a great day.
Thank you.